As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Of the New York Mets and the New York Yankees and the fans that listen to WFAN and on a Friday night are still floating over both teams winning and both teams being in first place and the prospect of these teams having dominant years. And, you know, we take it day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. I know some people like to jump to conclusions. I know some people try to fast forward their minds and say what is or what isn't. But you really can't do that in baseball. It's just not built like that. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But what's good about the radio, at least from my perspective, doing nightly shows, like the games end, and I'm the first one to react. And you can be the first one to react. And, you know, the first Yankee call I took was a reaction about Rice, who Rice smoked that ball in my chat right now. I'm live on YouTube. Bourbon Legend, shout out to Bourbon Legend. He said that ball was hit 105 miles per hour. How the F did Calabero get back to the wall? I don't know. I was so impressed with the robbery. That was such an athletic play to rob that home run. I was also a little depressed because, like I said, I bet Rice. I bet Rice to homer parlayed with Rodon 8 strikeouts. Yup, might have a couple extra dollars for diapers on the grocery run this weekend if they didn't rob that one. But yeah. And other people in the chat talking about, we don't know when Stanton is coming back. Stop. Let's enjoy the fact that, like, Yankee fans, myself included, we were screaming for a bat, we need a bat, and we were not thinking about the bat that Ben Rice has brought to this team. When Stanton is back, he's back, but, like, these things tend to work themselves out. I'm not demoting Austin Wells because he's struggling. I do not think for even a millisecond the Yankees are going to try and play Ben Rice at third base. So he's a DH first baseman. Pray for health that these guys stay healthy. And we'll figure it out. We'll cross that road when we cross that road. 888-808-1019. And for the Mets and for the Mets fans, like, you got to be on one right now in a good way. In a good way. You know, showing up to your building, backing your team, getting their second walk-off win of the season. You know, the fact that guys were struggling and you're still winning, that's a good thing. Last night I was saying, are you a Mets fan or are you a Juan Soto fan? Are you a Mets fan or are you just a Beatty hater or a Vientos? Like this is a team of guys. This is a very expensive team of guys. This is also a team of guys that's put together in year two by David Stearns, guided by Carlos Mendoza. They're not supposed to be bums. Now, I'm not saying they're bums at all. They lose to the Minnesota Twins, and it's like the sky's falling. Okay, that's baseball, Susan. Not Susan's brand of baseball, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you're going to lose to some teams. You're going to lose some games. You're going to have losing streaks. Juan Soto is going to have a hot streak where he wins games for the Mets himself. The way that Lindor called game tonight, there's one in the future for Juan Soto. Maybe a couple. Just see it through. Strap in and go on the ride and while you're on the ride, enjoy the ride. Tom is in Pearl River on the fan next. What's up, Tom?
Exactly what you just said. Juan Soto is a terrific player, and I'm a Yankee fan, so obviously it pains me to say that, but I just thought if you're a Met fan and you're in the car and you're driving home from the game, you should be ashamed of yourself for giving him a standing ovation in April. We're not even talking about he's struggling. I mean, the guy still has above a 750 OPS, so he's still an above-average baseball player. And, yes, it's such a small sample size in 3 weeks of the season. And you feel the need to coddle this prima donna.
It worked.
Sure, it worked. But are we serious? Is this what it's going to be the next 15 years where any time this guy throws through a mini rough patch, we gotta build him up?
No, I'm not a Mets fan. I wasn't in there. But I also understand it because there were some boos yesterday, and they get amplified by radio shows and Twitter and people talking about it. So you do a standing ovation also to drown out any potential boos, any heckling.
Yeah, but what are we booing the guy for? It's 3 weeks into the season, and like I said, it's not like he has a 260 ERA or a 260 batting average. He has an over 750 OPS. Like it wasn't like
people don't know that, man. People don't know that. There's a lot of people, like I said, jump into conclusions. There's a lot of people that don't understand this baseball stuff. It doesn't matter that he signed that contract. That doesn't make him automatic, systematic. Like, he's still got to go up there and swing, and these guys will get humbled, and it doesn't work like that. So, yeah, I don't know. We can't police fans. We can't tell people what to do. But tonight he came up. He drove Tyrone Taylor in. He got a single, and it seemed like applauding the guy worked. We saw it work for Lindor. We saw the Phillies do it for Trey Turner last year. It's become a thing.
Exactly. It's a Philly thing. It's a Philly thing, Keith. They got it from the Phillies fan. That's embarrassing. That's like the Yankees singing Sweet Caroline during the seventh or eighth inning, just like the Red Sox did.
I'm just not on that type of time right now. I get it. As a Yankee fan, Tom, you're like, these guys are pathetic. What are they doing? To me, I say it worked. And also, like I said, it's to drown out any negative energy in there. And the optics look good. I was watching Big Inning, and I was obviously on Twitter, and a lot of baseball outlets picked that up. And I've said this, I am not a Met fan, and I didn't grow up watching SNY, but I watch now. The SNY television crew is excellent as far as whoever is producing that broadcast, whoever is putting cameras and telling this guy, hey, shot, left field, hey, get the fans behind first base. Like, they have that so in sync, even with runners running the bases while they're like, they have a great broadcast. And those clips are able to hit social media. And so I don't know how many people, maybe some Yankee fans are like, nah, pathetic. This is Juan Soto. He doesn't need that. Maybe he does. Like, it worked. And, bro, what I was just saying was, what a week. Juan Soto tells the truth about how he's being pitched. And the approach that pitchers are taking attacking him now that he doesn't have the best hitter in the game behind him. And it becomes a huge story. He was probably like, well, damn, I didn't know Mike Puma had to reach like that. He just asked me a couple questions. I answered with the truth. I didn't know that was going to turn into a firestorm. And then he struggled. Grounding out. Grounding into an unassisted double play. Striking out. Not coming through. And I think when you see Juan Soto not shuffling, when you see Juan Soto not celebrating, it's because of himself and the standard that he puts on himself. Man, we all need positive energy. We all need positive reinforcements. I tweeted out, Carlos Rodon didn't read my tweet, but I just put it out into the Yankee universe. Tonight is your night, my guy. You got it. You control that mound, the vibes, the energy. Come on. Overcome the mound not feeling the way you like, the dirt not being right down there in our spring training ballpark. Overcome the fact that you're so sweaty, you're throwing the ball to the backstop like four times. He overcame that type of stuff. And you know what? Yankee fans were down there, which obviously it's all Yankee fans in George M. Steinbrenner Field, encouraging him. They weren't there booing Carlos Rodon, and his teammates were behind him. Baseball is a hard sport to play. The power of the fans is that you can help will them to victory. Literally. Two strikes, two outs, get up and cheer. You can help will them to strike the guy out. Instead of greeting a guy with boos and negativity, if everybody in the ballpark is standing up, clapping and cheering, Juan Soto hits that ball, it goes through, and it's a roar. And that's what the whole world sees versus – You know, I didn't see the or hear the boos until I, you know, heard it on Evan and Tiki. Like, that should be done. Nobody should be booing Juan Soto anymore. Like there's no reason. And I damn sure don't think that there were any Yankee fans two nights ago dressed up as Mets fans. Like, come on, what are we talking about? The Mets win, the Yankees win. Let's talk about the games and what you guys are feeling and seeing with these teams. In Hicksville, let's go to Tim on the fan next. What's up, Tim?
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
I just want to talk about a couple of things. First thing, the guy Sal Licata is, he's when he goes off, it seems to, work for a lot of
people. Goes viral, works, it gets a lot of people's attention, gets the people going.
Yeah, he does. But I honestly feel like a guy like you actually knows the game. A guy like him, I just think he just does it for a viralness, but
no,
whatever, I'm not going to get into that.
So I got to defend Sal. He's a smart baseball guy, but he's a fan. And man, this guy is a Mets fan doing the job. He wants to see the team that he grew up rooting for his entire life be successful like they are, but he wants the return on investment. I understand the impatience, and all he was doing was using his platform to say, hey, Juan, we expect more out of you. And that little clip from a long 4-hour show gets turned into this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
He knows. He's just saying, hey, it's time to perform.
But he's also said that he made up a complete false story about Pete Alonso being a cancer, and he has a history of saying stupid things. But I'm going to move on. I know he's a colleague of yours, and I'm not expecting you to defend him. The thing that I want to talk about, though, my main point is that I've been watching this guy for a year. This guy, Luis Torrens, I mean, David Stearns has gotten... I think he's better than Alvarez, and I think that even Mendoza had said that this guy, when Alvarez comes back, don't expect him to just catch one day a week. I think that he's going to do what he's doing with Beatty and Acuna, and when Siri was healthy, Tyrone and Siri, where he's going to give him a series. Like I said, the guy he's better defensively than Alvarez. He calls a better game.
He hits now.
The
craziest thing is I think this is the Yankees helping out the Mets, being good neighbors. I think that the Yankees gave him up for $100,000 to the richest owner in the sport. You give Luis Torrens away for $100K, steal of a deal. 888-808-1019. This guy's defense. He throws guys out. He's been clutch at, like, I don't know. The Yankees right now are using J.C. Ascara, and Austin Wells is struggling, and not for nothing, he's a right-handed bat. All of our catchers, even the emergency catcher Ben Rice, are left-handed, and the Yankees get into situations late in the game where they could use a right-handed bat. Luis Torrens, they gave him away for Cashman considerations. Well, one man's trash is another man's little diamond in the rough. I don't know. Let's go to Pat in the Bronx next. Pat, you got it. You're on.
Hey, Keith. Great show as always. The Mets, like you said earlier, it's a good problem to have when people are competing to get positions on the team. But if Beatty should continue to hit, perhaps Luis Angel Acuna can maybe season himself up again in the minor leagues. He's had his taste of the majors. It might be a question of, can Beatty perform if he's not worrying him about his job? Perform better, but he's been doing well the last few days.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I always say iron sharpens iron. You need competition to get the best out of these players. They're pro players. Maybe sometimes they need to feel like their job is at risk and not be comfortable to perform. Let's see if Beatty can keep it up. I don't know how soon they're going to bring back McNeil. I think it's really soon, though. And these are good problems to have, and you might be right about Acuna being the one to be sent down. I think he's got the least time up here.
Isn't it funny that the season started with the Yankees predicted to be this incredible pitching team, and the Mets predicted to be this incredible hitting team, and it was reversed in the cold weather, and now the warm weather is coming, and the Yankee pitching is starting to heat up, and the Mets' bats are starting to heat up. These could be two very good teams going down the line. If the Dodgers struggle as they did in the second week of the season, we could see a real competition for the World Series for these two.
Yeah, the great John Sterling said you can't predict baseball, but yeah, we try to do it every single year. Even myself coming in, I always act like I'm going to pick the division winners and who I'm going to pick to win the National League and the World Series, and then I never do because you never know. I don't care to do predictions. I don't think anyone should care what my predictions are because that's why we watch. That's why we're betting on this stuff. That's why we're going to the games. That's why we're listening to radio all day, every day. We're listening to podcasts. We're watching SNY, Yes Network, because nobody knows what's going to happen next. Thanks for the call, Pat. 888-808-1019. You said the word Dodgers, and I don't care about the stinking Dodgers. But if you're an MLB person and a fan of baseball, it was Yamamoto versus DeGrom tonight. You guys remember Jacob DeGrom?
Best anyway, Met I've ever seen.
You
in
remember
my life.
Him, Paul? I know you do. I definitely know
he's
you
the
do.
Best, he's the best Met I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, he's still going.
Yeah, to put on the Met uniform at his peak power, this is Piazza, this is Wright, it's Jacob DeGrom, and it's not even close. He was that damn good in a Mets uniform.
Bro, so, yes. I was watching for a little bit today, and I almost just forgot about, like, when you watch DeGrom go to work, he's almost robotic. Like, and he's the same. He goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 7 Ks, and just the way he, like, can locate his fastball, it's a machine. It's very machine-like. It's almost like it's crazy to watch. And I like, just because we haven't seen it in a couple years, I forgot. I remember years ago watching a DeGrom start. And this is before I was even on WFAN. And my wife is like, you're watching the Mets? I'm like, no, I'm watching DeGrom. She's like, I just never see you watch the Mets. I'm like, but when he's pitching, that's different. If you're a baseball fan and you want to watch a master at work, Jacob DeGrom is that.
It legit became appointment television when he was starting. The Cy Young season, before that, after that. Anytime DeGrom was starting, this is what the Mets fans envisioned when it was when Matt Harvey with the Harvey Day and the Batman mask. Like that's what we thought we were getting with him and then Syndergaard. DeGrom is the one that really rose to the top, obviously. So yes, love Jake.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers beat the Rangers 3-0 in Arlington. And Yamamoto actually went out there and did his thing, too. Those are two. DeGrom is the guy you had. Yamamoto is the guy the Mets fans had wanted. Yamamoto goes out there 7 innings, 5 hits, gives up nada, strikes out 10. Advantage Dodgers. And the Dodgers are in second place. They're 15-6, but they're in second place. You know, this is going to be good. This whole season is going to be very entertaining. And I'm happy that we have teams on both sides that we expect, again, to be standing in late October. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. I got a full rack of calls. I promise I'm going to get to you guys. We're having good conversations of both the Mets and the Yankees, and I want to keep it that way until we get to Saturday to really start talking about the Knicks. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Join the show. We'll be right back. Don't you want to hear the calls? 888-808-1019. There's a bunch of calls. We're obviously talking about the Mets and the Yankees. Let's continue. Joe is in Massapequa. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually heading home from City Field. I work at City Field. I'm a Yankee fan who works for the Mets, but that's another day, another story. But what I was saying is, who brought this thing about Ben Rice being a third baseman? Just, it's that easy? I mean,
I don't know. I think I heard Tiki say today that he saw a picture of him at third base. I don't know where that came from. It's not a thing. I think reporters might have asked Aaron Boone about it a week or two ago, and Aaron Boone shut it down. I guarantee you it's not happening because he doesn't, like, we can't. Like, he's not a third baseman. He doesn't profile as one. We can't just say, well, where do we put this guy? If he could play third base, they would have already done that in the spring when it was DJ, Cabrera, he's not a third baseman. He's a former catcher that played first base. Right. Now he's DHing every day, and I love it. I love the fact that he didn't need a lot of time to transition into being just a DH, and he's got the confidence from last year. He's taken a big step this year. Good to have him.
Yeah, because you have, let's say, 6 games a week. I mean, you could catch 2, you could play first 2, and DH 2. I mean, Stanton might not be back till June anyway. It's a good problem to have when he comes back, but Stanton's not going to hit the ground running, so he's going to need days off.
Yeah, we always know, like, this is year 9 of Stanton as a Yankee. He comes back, and he needs, exactly, he needs, like, 2 or 3 weeks. Just, like, he'll be swinging out of his shoes. He'll look like he never played baseball. But then once he starts to track the ball and once he starts to find it, he's hitting that Poland Spring sign in left field. So, I don't know. I'm just not worried about it today because we have enough guys hitting in this lineup and the best hitter in the world in this lineup. I feel like Yankee fans are always reaching for problems, right? Rodon tonight wasn't a problem. Good, let's celebrate. Let's stop trying to problem solve problems that don't exist yet. Like, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, we need Rodon to step up. I mean, thank God we got freed. I mean, you know, you want to get Soto. I was kind of indifferent on getting him. I wanted him. I love, how can you not love Juan Soto on your team? But they get him. They don't get Fried. Who's pitching for this team without Max Fried?
Everything happens how it's supposed to.
Who's playing first base without Goldschmidt?
The universe never unconnects. I mean, this whole dynamic, to me, I've been loving it. Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Juan Soto was meant to go to the Yankees for 1 year and then go to Queens and be a Met for the rest of his career. And the Yankees were meant to pivot away from. Of course, that, you know, that's why I like when people are complaining about Hal Steinbrenner being cheap, which is so stupid, or talking about Hal Steinbrenner having a ceiling on, you know, $308 million. He offered Juan Soto $760 million, knowing that this team had other holes and issues, but also realizing that fans were obsessed with the dude. He's one of the best players in the game, and we got to the World Series with him last year, so we had to try to get him. They tried. They failed. He's a Met. Congratulations to the New York Mets. The Yankees pivoted, and yes, where would they be without a Max Fried right now? Where would they be without a Paul Goldschmidt right now? Fernando Cruz, Devin Williams. They needed to pivot and do what they did. And both teams are good. Everything happens how it's supposed to. Juan Soto comes through tonight. And if I was a Met fan, I'd be looking at him now saying, okay, he broke through. Now he's about to start heating up. When the weather starts heating up, we made it through this little stretch of, like, nonsense from the article to the boos to now the standing ovation. That's done. This team wins despite, like, all of it, whether it's a Griffin Canning start, whether it's David Peterson, whether it's this bullpen, whether it's guys like Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos being like, hey, all the pressure is not on us. Juan Soto's getting all the attention. We got to show up. They get it done. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Pearl River. Bill, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Just left the game, left city. It was a great vibe tonight. It was just, Met fans have to calm down. Juan Soto will be fine. The team has a great vibe around them, and it was a good night. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the year going forward.
Yeah, I hope that this is past us, and I hope that the Mets fans are looking at the standings and looking at how you've won these games, these close games. It's a sign of a good team. It's a sign of chemistry within a clubhouse. It's a sign of the right leadership, right? Not just Lindor, who is obviously the captain without having the title, but the manager and the other players on this team saying, hey, like, let's get it done. Let's, you know, we got to answer now. We got to drive in runs now. We got to hold now. And they're finding ways to win. So all the other stuff is nonsense. It's fodder. It's internet stuff. It's propaganda. You're a fan to root on the team to win however they win. And they have enough guys that are getting it done.
And trust me, I've gone through my roller coaster through the years as a Met fan, like DeGrom being hurt all the time. And, you know, I was hard on Pete last year, but, you know, this year it just feels different, and the adding him has made the team and the lineup that much deeper and better. And it's just, you got to play it out. You got to support them and go forward with a positive attitude and positive vibe. And it was a good night. So
thanks for the call, Bill. And know in your mind and believe in your heart that there will be a time where Juan Soto is hitting homers every day. There will be a time where Juan Soto is driving. There will be a time where they can't get Juan Soto out. We've all seen this. Your friend that's a Yankee fan, your coworker that's a Yankee fan just lived it last year. As a Met fan, you've seen it where he's coming to the building with the Washington Nationals. He's 26 years old. His life just changed drastically. And we've talked about this week all the little things, from the pressure and him not realizing how actually like crazy we are as fans here in New York on both sides, and the impact that he made switching sides, and those game checks hitting a little different than they ever hit, and just giving a quote to a reporter in an article and that becoming national news, to even the tragedy that happened in the Dominican Republic, and how obviously, you know, that had to affect him in some kind of way. I don't know if he has one person or multiple people that him or a family member are connected, but like, it's a lot to process for a 26-year-old dude who is expected to come out, and because of his record-breaking contract, he's expected to be Barry Bonds at the plate every time up. It just doesn't work like that. Baseball, we can't predict baseball. It's a tough sport to play. I just know what that dude is. And that's why I said, as a Yankee fan, yeah, I was laughing a little bit this week watching some of the Mets fans squirm. But like, I know that it is temporary. And I also know that Juan Soto is not the whole team. Now, if you had a team of a bunch of scrubs and just Juan Soto, and like, he's struggling and you were losing, that'd be different. But that's not what we're looking at right here. Peter is in New Brunswick next up on the Fan. Hello, Peter.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I was just calling because of, you know, the guy that was talking about us cheering for Soto. And honestly, I think it's a shame that we're talking so much about Soto and not Lindor. And, but I guess that's what comes with the $750 million contract. But anyone that plays baseball past 10 years old knows just, like, how mental it is, and anything can help. And, you know, Soto, like you just said, and I thought you were – when you said, are we Soto fans or are we Mets fans, I mean, you absolutely hit the nail on the head there. We're winning. Who cares? I mean, I don't care if the guy goes over for him. We win. It's ridiculous. I mean, and just let Soto know that, you know, not all Mets fans are going to be this, and we're going to back him no matter what. I don't think that's not crazy.
Yeah, well, obviously the first call I took was from a Yankee fan that wants to needle steal.
It sounded a little salty to me. It sounded a little salty.
Of course. And I know the Yankee fan well. And sometimes I like to needle and troll myself, but it's not valid right now. The Mets are winning right now. They're getting it done despite Soto struggling. He did come through tonight. And like you said, we should be talking about 250 career home runs for Lindor. We should be talking about how, like, they talk about Lindor having a slow start in April. Not at home so far. I was listening to the post game. He's hitting like 380 in Citi Field so far.
Yeah. And like, let me tell you, that is, I've been to a lot of Mets games. I think that's the best one I've been at. I mean, it was, we were down, came back, down again, came back. Razabon gives up a home run. Like you said, Lindor's got us. I mean, it was electric in there. And it's just the focus. No, like, Soto, he's generational. He'll come around. I'm not worried. I never have. I'll cheer for him because, you know, anyone can use a boost. I don't care how much money you make.
Thanks for the call, Peter. Yeah, the focus should be on Mark Vientos homering back-to-back nights, Brett Beatty coming through, Luis Torrens being what he is, Tyrone Taylor coming out of it a little bit. You know, the focus should be on even Pete Alonso with a triple. I didn't even mention that yet. Like, there's so many other things to focus on than this one player, but like Peter just said, that's what comes with the contract, and also that's what comes with going from the Yankees to the Mets in this town. And you know, you're going to get Yankee fans that are going to call and say, you guys are pathetic for giving that man a standing ovation. No, you're not. And like, Yankee fans, two things. One, don't tell anybody what to do in their ballpark, because in our ballpark, people chant F Altuve, F Juan Soto when neither one are there. I've seen ridiculous things go on in Yankee Stadium, stupid things go on in Yankee Stadium that don't represent us. Cheering, standing up, and giving somebody positive energy, positive reinforcement, that's lame. That's not lame at all. That's what you're there to do. That's what you took the train there to do. That's what you drove in traffic to do. That's what you paid for parking to do. That's what you paid for that ticket to do. You go there as a fan. They can hear you. You're going to potentially be on TV. They can see you. You go there to root for the home team. You're not supposed to be there to boo. You're not supposed to be there to kick these guys when they're down. Aren't you emotionally invested in them winning? I don't know. Am I getting confused? Carlos is in Queens on the Fan next. What's up, Los?
Hey, what's happening, Keith? So listen, you know, everybody's a little stirred up about my man Soto. You know, it happens, you know. But one guy that I really think that the Mets fan base should just be on the radar is Mauricio. You know, he's in the minor leagues. He was hurt. He's coming back. But I really think that he got more upside than Beatty and Acuna combined. And at the end of the day, you know, I gotta also thank the Yankees, man. You know, if you got any more players that we could buy, you know, I talked to my uncle already. My uncle got more money. We could drop him a little bit more out of the bag, you know, buy, you know, bought a little catcher from you guys. We got the best ERA in the league right now. So, you know, oh, we don't got pitching. You know, and there's a lot of upside to the team right now. You know, everybody's a little nervous, but we winning. We getting through, so you know times are good right now, and you know you guys should be nervous right now. You know, at the end of the day, you know, because you're talking a lot, you troll a lot,
bro.
And this team is
what are we
fire.
Nervous about? We're in first place too. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Let's not do that. Let's stay in our own sides and corners. I cannot wait. You already heard me say in a month from now, the first Subway Series will be decided Sunday in the Bronx. I might go to all three of the games. I don't have a ticket, but I'll be in there. I'll probably be in every section. Because, like, I live for this type of stuff. I like that type of energy. I'm not worried. I want the Mets to be good. And you know what? Out of all of the years that I've said the Subway Series doesn't matter to the Yankees, I really feel like this year it's going to matter. I feel like those guys are going to be playing like it's the World Series. Like, they're actually, the Yankees have put together punt lineups. The Yankees have, you know, done things like line up Domingo Herman and Jordan Montgomery, put Jahmy Jones and J.D. Davis in the lineup. I don't even remember the catcher that they had catch those games. They've done things like pinch hit Joey Gallo, the worst statistical hitter in Yankees history. Yeah, let's pinch hit Joey Gallo. Come on. But I think this time around, with the dynamic that exists, where literally it's like, welcome to the party. You got the richest owner in the sport. You went to the NLCS last year. You've got the second highest payroll in the sport. Oh, Juan Soto chose to join you. Okay, let's play these games out. And Major League Baseball set it up where it's not two games on a Tuesday, Wednesday. They're giving us 3 days on the weekend in May. And then they're giving us the July 4th holiday in Queens. Like if you're into baseball, those games are going to be turned up. But there's also going to be a ton of casuals that don't know who's coming out of the bullpen and don't understand. It's just going to be very New York. I'm not nervous at all. I like that. That's what it's supposed to be like. In 2020, when they shut everything down, we couldn't go to the ballpark. And I talk about in 2021, the best baseball environment that I was in was that September 11th weekend at Citi Field. That Subway Series was insane. It was ridiculous. I'm like, it felt illegal. It felt like some of the things that I saw and experienced that weekend going to those games. I'm like, this is wild. We're allowed to have this much fun. We're allowed to do this. Like, that's where we're headed again. So I'm not nervous. And Luis Torrens, that's the Yankees being like, whatever, you can have him. He was a rail rider or something. But like, what is blowing mind is that he was $100,000 to the richest owner in the sport. $100,000 for that player? You couldn't have got anything. You couldn't have got another player back. Like, literally gave him away. What's $100,000 to a billionaire?
Nothing. It should be something to maybe the Pirates owner, but that's pretty much it. And I agree with you. It's the power of Juan Soto that's really making the Subway Series relevant. Let's just call it like it is. If Juan Soto goes to the Blue Jays, the Subway Series has juice, but it doesn't have this type of juice. It doesn't have the needling that's going to be going on that weekend. Whether you want to start it with Juan Soto hitting 200 or you want to start it with Luke Weaver looking light years better than Devin Williams so far tonight. And that is going to go back and forth. And that is the fun part about being a fan, right? Like, that is what Mets fans and Yankees fans live for. Those six games, which in theory, and you're right, really don't mean much. In the scheme of different leagues, different everything. Like, they really don't mean much to the teams. But to the fans and bragging rights, that's it.
Yeah, you can't manufacture more than New York versus New York and the energy and excitement that'll exist. And what if both teams are in first place in a month still? Like, it's just that more of a war, a battle. But it's entertainment. And it's not really fighting, you know what I'm saying? It's not really, no one's getting hurt. I mean, some of y'all are going to be fighting. I know, like, fights break out. Fights break out at every Subway Series.
keep your hands to yourself. It's not that serious. But, yeah, I love this type of stuff. I'm not worried. And Yankee fans, you shouldn't be worried, too. You should welcome it. And like I said, there's going to be a different energy from guys like Aaron Judge, which Judge is always locked in. But, like, I think that this Yankees team, they're going to understand, and those are going to be nationally televised games, that, like, oh, we need to win these games. Well, we need these bragging rights. No, we can't get swept again by the Mets. We can't get smoked 13-2 in our building by the Mets. We'll never live it down, even though it doesn't really count for anything. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, the big shot of the night. We're going to have to pour up a double shot, one for each side. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Join the show. BRB. Lindor has one hit tonight, and he literally called game with it. A solo shot to walk it off for the Mets and to flip that building upside down. 888-808-1019. The first shot of the night goes to Francisco Lindor. Home run 250, hitting 380 at home. And you can forget the conversation around him having a slow April. That was clutch. Captain Clutch. Oh, and on the other side, Carlos Rodon. Again, I just had a feeling today. It all just made sense today. I just came out today and said, yo, Carlos Rodon, tonight is your night, my guy. No pressure. We took game one. It's the Rays in our building. Time to get right. There's nothing to worry about. Lock in. Dominate. Overcome the small things. Set the tone and the vibes. Keep the ball in the park and the bats will come through. The bats barely came through. That's why I can't give a big shot to anybody at the plate, really. You know, if you look at the Yankees box score, there's a lot of guys that went over. But, I mean, shout out to Goldschmidt, Goldie Knox. Goldie Knox with another three hits. He's going crazy. He's got so many hits already. Sidebar, I'm going to give the big shot to Rodon. But, like, when you look at Paul Goldschmidt, go look at his last 30 games. We haven't even played 38 games. He's got 28 hits. He's got so many multi-hit games already. I think he's got 10 multi-hit games already. He's hitting 373, and there were people telling me, we need Christian Walker. No, we don't. No, we don't. Paul Goldschmidt, Goldie Knox, good to have you. But yeah, Carlos Rodon goes out there, throws 102 pitches. Carlos Rodon goes out there when everybody's expecting him to struggle, because he's struggled here. I don't know if everybody was expecting him to struggle, but like, you can't trust him, right? Everybody's kind of looking at him like, what version of Carlos Rodon are we going to get? And I said the only things he had to overcome tonight were the mound conditions and his own perspiration. And he did. 6 innings, only 2 hits, 4 walks, 9 Ks. And he was fired up, man. He was fired up. Even when he got into the dugout, he like threw his hat. I'm like, oh, this guy's a hardo. He's always pissed off. Even when he does well, he's pissed. 888-808-1019. Back to the phones we go. Once we get on the other side of 12, you know, I'm going to start talking about the Knicks because it's playoff time. I said New York got coming in tonight. I could feel it in the air. It's all happening at once. Joe is in Marlboro on the Fan. Paul will come to you next.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say first, I absolutely love the show. I listen to you guys every night. You guys are awesome, and you make my drive home great from work every night. The other thing I want to say, I'm a lifelong Yankee fan. Love the Yankees. I want to clear up this Soto thing from my side because I'm a little bit indifferent. Soto's a great player. I'm not rooting for the guy, but he didn't choose to come here. He didn't want to resign, obviously. That's fine. Not rooting for him. But for the Mets fans out there, you guys are winning games like you were saying. He's not the best outfielder in the world, but he's an absolutely electric hitter. He's a great player. You guys are going to be fine. There's a lot of pressure under him right now. He's still in the bright lights in New York. He's making all that money. Just signed that new deal, and, you know, he's going to be fine for you guys. I wish we still had him. We don't. We're still playing great baseball. You guys are too, and I love when both New York teams are good. You know, you love to see it when you're living around this area. But he'll be fine for you guys. I wouldn't overreact yet. It's still April.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I think there are some Yankee fans that, you know, we got our initial get back, right? We got our initial laugh. So, he's off to a slow start. That's all you're going to need, because that's not going to be Juan Soto for the rest of the year and for years to come. And I think there's a lot of Yankee fans that'll come off of it. Like I said, for me, I'm like, I'm not rooting for the guy. So I did enjoy watching him, you know, kill worms and ants with the ground outs and strike out and just leave guys on base and ground into double plays. But I know what he is. I know what he is. And when he gets going, watch, there's going to be a lot of Yankee fans. A lot of these fans that are popping out this week, some of them are getting their clout tokens up. Me, I'm getting my Elon Musk payment. I'm making $60 a week off of trolling on Twitter. I'm going to take that $60 a month. That's all I need in the gas tank. But when Juan Soto gets going, there's not going to be much to say. And I just really think it's going to coincide with, like, the team needing him. When some other guys' bats go cold, it's Juan Soto's carrying. You can't get him out. Juan Soto is doing it. So, yeah, man, it's good. And again, you know, it's good for business. I was reading an article a couple weeks ago how they expect, you know, $990 million, which probably going to get pushed to, like, close to $1 billion. Like, that's what they're expecting the economy in New York City to get off of baseball, off of the Yankees and Mets playing baseball in this city this year. $990 million into the economy. Obviously, visiting teams coming in, and obviously diehard fans are there, but more casual fans and more energy just around, you know, Aaron Judge and the Yankees, Lindor, Juan Soto, and the Mets. It's a good time to be a baseball fan in New York. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break right here. I'll say good morning on the other side, and I'm about to start sprinkling stuff for the Knicks fans. You can come together, Mets fans and Yankee fans that are also Knicks fans. Keep McPherson on the fan. Back right after this.